Product Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Donald Trump's administration's condemning the UK's decision to sanction two far-right Israeli government ministers. The UK is joining Australia, Canada and New Zealand in imposing sanctions on Israel's security and finance ministers for inciting violence against Palestinians. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio claims the move doesn't advance efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza. Former UK Middle East Minister Alastair Burt's given us his reaction.
Thanks, Marco. Not interested in your views, particularly if the United States is doing anything to bring an end to this conflict, well, get on with it. But if you think your people are represented by the views of Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, I think you're very wrong.
Riot police have been deployed in Ballymena in Northern Ireland 24 hours after serious unrest on Monday night. Migrants were targeted and 15 officers injured in the disorder. 10 people have now died following a school shooting in the city of Graz in southern Austria. It's believed the suspect then turned the gun on himself yesterday. Fanny Gasser is an Austrian journalist in the city, and she's told us what we know about his background so far.
He's 21 years old. He's from Austria, from the region of Graz. He was a former student. There have been some rumors about him being bullied beforehand, but we don't know the exact details. So that's about all the police can safely say to us.
And England have suffered their first defeat under new manager Thomas Tuchel. They lost 3-1 to Senegal in a friendly in Nottingham. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Bill Overton on Classic FM, adding a musical dimension to your very early Wednesday. Hope you like what you hear. An operatic double bill coming up right now.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
From Così fan tutte suave se il vento, we heard there Brintervel, and mezzo-soprano Christine Rice, soprano Mia Persson, and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Lovely. Before it, Mascagni and the intermezzo from his Cavalleria Rusticana. That was the Philharmonia Orchestra. A Night at the Opera at Classic FM. Tipping in, at least Bill Overton here. Weather-wise, a few fog patches around if you are out and about. Chillier in the north. And highs later, incredibly, of 26 today. Dry and sunny mostly, just a few showers if you're west. That sounds good. Making plans already. What to wear? Where to go? Need to be outside. June the 11th, it's Making Life Beautiful Day today, inside and out, for seeing the good around us, being the best possible version of you. Not too tall a Wednesday girl, I hope. We're halfway through Meet a Mate Week, not necessarily in the dating sense, maybe just making time to catch up with an old friend. And it's Kamehameha Day, a public holiday, if you're listening, on Global Player in Hawaii, honouring the king who united all eight islands. Let's continue the royal theme now with Rimsky-Korsakov, his Calendar Prince.
Thank you.
from Scheherazade, the story of the Calendar Prince, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted on that recording by Zubin Mehta, the music of Rimsky-Korsakov. Morning to Adam in Scotland. Classic FM always works the magic by keeping me calm. Best wishes to all listening. And to you, Adam. Rosemary's been in touch as well. She's in Sheffield. Loves Così fan tutte. It's one of my favourites. My birthday yesterday, so a bit like getting an extra present hearing it again this morning. Thanks for the lovely music. Thank you for getting in touch. Text to 61812 if you are able to. You can always WhatsApp as well by messaging to 03457 49 and then the 1812. June the 11th, late greats for today include the composer Richard Strauss, Constable, the painter also this date born, and Gene Wilder, still loved as Willy Wonka. I was just watching him in Silver Streak the other day, which is fun. Grieg getting married this day, 1867. 25 years later, it was going so well, he rewrote his wedding day at Trollhagen Vows. I'm going to pop that in tomorrow. As something else on the way by him this hour already. Corn on the cob day, if you like a buttery treat, make sure you have wet wipes and a toothpick handy as well. And it's Cousteau Day, remembering Jacques, the underwater filmmaker and oceanographer. Scratching a little closer to the surface now, though, with this. Ronald Binge and the Watermill.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Fire and water combined for you. Manuel de Falla's Ritual Fire Dance. We heard Yuli Taroski, the violinist there, playing with Imizici de Montreal, and before Ronald Binge's The Watermill. Michael Stowe on the oboe, the Chamber Ensemble of London. It's Classic FM. Thank you. Four acts, waltz in A major, in Musique de Montreal, there, the chamber orchestra playing for us again. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Don't know if you're superstitious at all. This week we have a Friday the 13th coming up on Classic FM before 3, a lucky 13. Just for the 1970 astronauts that made it back to Earth from their failed moon landing mission. Also, though, for the screen composer James Horner. We'll hear the film score that won him the third of his 8 Oscar nominations. First, though, a little Chopin night music on the way.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Zero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Zero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Zero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Zero.
Search Zero with an X.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
On our farms, there's room to roam. A girl's gone first in a happy home.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. You're listening to Classic FM.
I do love that. Grieg, The Last Spring, played by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. Nermi Yevi conducting that recording. As I said, Wedding Debt, Trolltag on it. I will pop in tomorrow on the show. And before it's Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat, It was Maurizio Pollini playing. Our star in the spotlight this week is the conductor Klaus Makala. Examples of his great work every evening with Margarita Taylor just after 6 p.m. He has a new album out recorded with the Orchestra de Paris. They have had previous releases featuring the music of Stravinsky and Debussy, and it is Debussy that he will conduct on the show this evening just after 6. Margarita Taylor here on Classic FM, weekdays between 4 and 7. This is James Horner's Apollo 13 score from it, The Launch.
Thank you.
Royal Scottish National Orchestra, the conductor Joel McNeely there, James Horner's Apollo 13, we heard the launch. You're listening to Classic FM. One of eight Handel entries will kick off our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this morning. It appeared first in your top 300 a year after, featuring in a TV advert. More on that on the way. The news is next.
Classic FM.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting an elephant from £5 a month, helping protect elephants from habitat loss and poaching. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt an Elephant and help bring our world back to life.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Chancellor says his lunchtime spending review is about investing in Britain's renewal. Rachel Reeves will outline where money will be spent by the government over the next 3 years. Our political correspondent, Aggie Shonbury, says the government's focusing on a few key areas.
They want to talk about the £113 billion that they are going to spend on infrastructure projects. That's the money they've got from capital funding. But also the big winners of this will be the NHS, who are expected to get £30 billion, and also defence.
The Chancellor is also expected to announce a boost to social and affordable housing investment. Rachel Reeves is expected to confirm £39 billion for a new affordable homes programme over 10 years. Fireworks and other missiles have again been thrown at officers in a second night of disorder in County Antrim. Police have used water cannon against rioters in Ballymena. On Monday night, 15 officers were injured in violence after a protest over an alleged sexual assault in the town. The Trump administration is condemning the UK's decision to sanction two far-right Israeli government ministers. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says the US urges the reversal of the sanctions and stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel. And 3 days of national mournings getting underway for the victims of a mass shooting at a school in Austria. 10 people were shot dead at a secondary school by a former student who then shot himself in the city of Graz. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.